everyone, I'm Esther Kovács, co-founder of Drone Talks. And today here at Amsterdam Drone Week, I'm talking with Charlotte, who is the founder of LN Systems. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi.
So it's amazing because, you know, I'm hoping to learn a lot from Charlotte about what's going on in Nigeria. You know, I have a very, very limited knowledge. So I think this session is going to be very educational towards to me. So Charlotte, for first, if someone doesn't know your company, what do you do and what's the concept, you know?
So LN Systems is a drone infrastructure company. And this it was established in 2020, of course, in the COVID era. What we decided to do was we have drone operations, we have drone operators, there are regulations, but what is key is to give the platform for the drones and house different infrastructure. So infrastructures, for example, would be the drone pots, would be the vertical stations, would be the verti pads, just basic landing precision for the drones to take off and land.
Yes. So you are a whole infrastructure provider around
yes.
the drone operations. Amazing. And, you know, how many years ago you established, you know?
So we started in 2020. So this is, what, 3 years for us?
Oh.
It's been a very, very, very humbling and growing period for us. We've learned. And, of course, this is my first time in the Amsterdam Drone Week. So this is my second drone conference. The first one was DroneTex. That was last year, May, in Nigeria, in Lagos. And that was the second one they were having. So I was opportune to actually speak. And now I came for the Amsterdam Drone Week. So I'm very impressed with what I've seen. And speaking to everybody else, it's so very clear that this is time now for the drone infrastructure. This is time now for the drone industry to bloom.
Yeah.
I looked at a few statistics yesterday and I was amazed. In 2020, it was predicted that in 2030, the drone industry would be going up to $30 billion. But guess what? Just last year in 2020, just one part of the drone, the rescue emergency drone, has made up to $18 billion.
Wow, okay.
So that revenue already tells anybody, it's not rocket science,
yeah.
that this is it.
Yeah. So you choose the good industry. I choose the good industry.
Tell me about
the good
it.
Industry. You know, hopefully it's gonna pay off.
Yes.
How did you decide to enter into the drone industry? Like honestly, how you as a young female,
yes.
you know, entered into the drone industry?
So I don't know how, but truly, I like to say this. And when I say this, some people are like, maybe that's cliche, but you know, I actually just was inspired. I was sleeping one day. Possibly had a dream and it was just clear, this is where you should be going, start working.
Wow, you really, you just had this
yes.
dream about
and
it.
I said, what is that?
But did you see like a movie before or did you see the neighbor
nothing.
Drone?
Fresh,
like,
green.
Like a fresh mind.
Nothing.
Wow.
And I just started Googling,
okay.
researching, working.
Yeah, of course, because that's the next step.
Yes, yeah. I started researching, developing. I spoke to one or two friends and boom, I got introduced to one or two, three persons. And that's how the synergy
that's
happened.
That's the thing, because if you have a vision,
mm-hmm.
somehow people are going to start to help you, right? They
yes.
introduce you to the right. I know a friend of a friend. You
and
know?
Remember, it was COVID.
Yeah.
We couldn't go anywhere. We were not traveling. So this was phone calls. This was Zoom calls, MS Teams. And that's how partnership happened for us.
Amazing.
At Ellen's. So we only did in-person. We signed all the documentations. And we only did in-person meeting. August last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what is going on in Nigeria, you know, your country regarding drones generally? Like the Civil Aviation Authority is future thinking or they still need to just understand drones or where are?
So in Nigeria, for example, like, you know, is the most populous country in Africa. and basically that just tells you that there's a lot of market. There's a real opportunity there. As regards drones, of course, the drones industry is still very new in a tender stage, but they're very aware of what's going on. We have drone operators right now who are actually operating in different parts. The regulation, the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority, very, very up to date about what they're doing. Of course, as you know, policies change, so they're in the process of tweaking a few parts
uh-huh.
of the RPS in the policy. to accommodate a few more things in the drone space. But they're very aware, and I like the enthusiasm of the leadership of the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority. They're very focused. They don't claim to know everything, but there's room for improvement. They bring you in as a stakeholder. And so when you have new ideas, and they're very traveled. They like to go a lot of traveling and training. So yeah. I like that part of that leadership with the Nigerian Civil Aviation. And they take you on board as a stakeholder because, of course, they realize that they cannot do it alone.
Yeah.
And so that partnership, my point exactly. Yeah. So it's very welcoming.
Great. So, you know, around us, there are a lot of drones flying in the cage and everything. So, you know, sometimes maybe as a background noise, you know, there are the drones.
Absolutely.
So do you have clients?
Yes.
So now you're in the third year. So I'm expecting some clients.
So basically what we're doing right now is we're pulling through a three corridor, what we call a three corridor for a super drone highway. And the idea is we should commission that anytime soon. We couldn't because we had elections in Nigeria.
Oh.
So, yeah. So between May, June, July, end of H1, actually, we should be able to commission the three-way corridor. That way we have it in the choice areas in Lagos. It's going to be open for e-commerce. It's going to be open for logistics. It's going to be open for medical deliveries. So whatever kind of deliveries with the drones, we will partner with two major drone operators. I won't name them now. But yeah, so that's opening up, and then we will be blooming with the clients.
That's so amazing. Right, so now we're working. Again?
This is between June, July. So I like to say the end of H1.
Yeah, okay, end of H1. That makes sense.
Yes.
So that's very exciting. So regarding BV loss, you know, drone flights, how is the situation in Nigeria? Mm-hmm. Are those BV loss drone flights are coming, you know, or more like, you know, VLOS piloted drones?
So it's a combination of the two, actually. We have the BVLOS, and we have the drone pilots who are currently ongoing. So it's a combination of both. We have that operations ongoing. Like I didn't say, the drone operators are everywhere in Nigeria. There's a lot of awareness. There's a lot of... it's a stable growth. I like to call it a flat growth, which is continuous, and they're going through with it. So it's not as expanded as the European market, of course. But that technology is there.
And I think you have a bigger need, you know, because you have a little bit of a road challenge, you know, in Nigeria.
Yeah, which traffic congestion.
Exactly, traffic congestion, which are a little bit more sorted out here in Europe. Mm-hmm. So there is not a giant need, but you need it, you know, you need a solution now, right? So this is speeding up the innovation, and the CAA must, you know, follow these needs.
Yeah.
So it's a very good environment, I think.
There is, like I did say earlier, the opportunity is there.
Yeah.
Especially for the infrastructure, like I did mention. The drone operation is already going, which are the drone operators, but the infrastructure which brings you the need for e-commerce, and e-commerce can be anything because it's technology.
Exactly.
You know, it can be me just taking a bank card from a bank and delivering to another customer in an area with a code sent to pick up it, your card in a certain area. So it's open, it's vast. And this takes away you from the road. It opens up the road. That opens up a different type of commodity opportunity. I can wake up one day and say, hey, Esther, now we have the drones delivering this. You know what? I'm picking that dress up for me, but I just cannot come to your house. Can you send it with a drone?
Exactly.
And it gets to me. So everything all comes up and opens up with technology.
So Charlotte, you know, I am a big diversity advocate, and you are
a
female, you know, in the drone industry. So do you think, is that harder for you being a female in this technological field, or is it opens up a lot of door for you? Or how can, also the other question is that, how can we involve more females to the industry? What do you see? Is your team include female teammates, team members?
So I'm very used to working in a male-dominated environment. I started my career first in the oil and gas industry. I've done about 2 decades. So I'm used to working in male-dominated areas. I still have that, and I also still have this. So I'm in 2 different industries. Being a female and loving D&I, I like to call it diversity, inclusion, and equality, it is key. How do we get all the women to come in? Just pick a struggle, pick one opportunity, and please just walk in. Don't look for anybody to invite you, because nobody's going to give you a table, a piece of the table. I like to say I go about with a collapsible stool. and I just put it on that table. Very soon I will own a chair, and very soon I will lead that table. So it's growth. Make sure that you're also open for growth, because you will learn as you come, and have an open mind. For me, has that been able to open more opportunities for me? Yes, because I have come to this industry with an open mind. I haven't come with the fact that I'm a leader in a different industry, and so I'm coming with that. No, I came into this industry with humility, because I wanted to learn. I want to succeed.
Yeah, this attitude.
Yes. So I think that attitude is very important as you come in.
Yeah. No, I cannot agree more, you know, and create from nothing something, you know, that's a lot of studying and learning and analyzing, you know.
That's and sleepless nights.
Yeah, don't even mention sleepless nights, you know, like that's really bad. So what's your vision? You know, where are you going to be in 5 years? Where the company going to be in 5 years? You know, maybe that's my last take on the topic.
Well, in 5 years, we would have been able to have pulled out the drone corridors to what we call the Lekki Free Trade Zone. That is one of our major midterm goal, to be able to pull. Because if you look at where we want to situate, it's about 63 kilometers. And that's the brand new port in Lagos. We want to be able to be a leader and playing when we have moved all our drone corridors across the Lekki Express Road to the Lekki Free Trade Zone, where you have the deep port. That's one of the 5-year goals I have found out for ourselves. We want us to be able to do the same thing in different parts of the country, be it in River State, be it in the capital, Abuja, and then just sit there nicely delivering drone services and, of course, working hand in hand with the Nigerian Civil Aviation Authority.
Sounds as amazing. Partners. Thank you so much, Charlotte.
Thank you so much for having me, Esther. Thank you.